Black Trans and Beautiful is brought to you by Four Corners Alliance Group. Are you looking for a way to get educated on finances, repairing your credit, or even for the perfect online home-based business? Four Corners Alliance Group is here just for you. I myself am a member of Four Corners Alliance Group. Y'all, please check out the link in the description box of this podcast. Check out my Twitter for various opportunities, and we have various products that will allow you to repair your credit, invest in cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and different things like that. You don't want to miss this chance to start your own business as well. So y'all, live, love, and be free. Let's get started with another riveting episode of Black Trans and Beautiful. Here we go, Gert. Let's start the show. Smooches.
That's what I thought you said. Now let me offer this as a rebuttal.
Flizzlet on the beat.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I pray that your week has gone well thus far. Oh my gosh, I am so freaking excited just to be in the land of the living. Thank you all again for chiming in to another episode of Black Trans and Beautiful. Oh my gosh, so much has gone on this week with the weather acting crazy. It's finally getting warm, warm, warm. And I hope your Memorial Day weekend was fabulous. As for me, I really didn't do a whole lot. I just stayed at home and rested and caught up on Queen Sugar, rewatched season 2. And I'm so glad, oh my gosh, of the Queen Sugar season 3 premiere. Oh my gosh, y'all. All I'm going to say is Ralph Angel is bae. I don't care what nobody say. Kofi Siraboy, that's bae. I will slap somebody about that. And Rutina Wesley, that's bae as well. That's all I'm going to say, honey. She knows she fine, you know, and the cast is so stellar. And if you are not checking this show out, y'all, please go check out Queen Sugar on Wednesday nights on the OWN Network. That's the Oprah Winfrey Network. Y'all go check that out. Y'all, I live for me some Oprah Winfrey, girl, okay? I live, girl, okay? So many of you all have heard of different things transpiring this week with celebrities and different stuff. And one thing I always wonder, why are we so uptight about freaking celebrities? Don't you know any press that they get, honey? You know, they are actually, you know, getting even more famous, even though they get stuff stripped away from them. So as you know, on last week, Morgan Freeman, the grandfather of America, has been accused of sexually assaulting some women. And as a result, he's had plenty endorsements, plenty ads and different things of that nature pulled. He has denied the assault. So I'm going to see what happens with this. They finally arrested Harvey Weinstein. He's charged and some more things are coming out in development. So y'all stay tuned to Twitter at BTransB Podcast for that. And also, I want to let you all know I have new episodes up on my other podcast, Naked Colors, as well. I have some great things that I'm talking about there. I'm just excited. Now, one of the big things that I want to talk about this week is about Roseanne. You know, a few weeks ago, they did a reboot of her 80s/90s hit comedy, Roseanne. So this week, Roseanne thought it was befitting to be a racist buffoon on Twitter. So let me tell you what your girl did. Everybody knows that in real life, she is a Trump supporter. She also did some things concerning Nazism. She did a photo shoot as if she was Hitler a couple of years ago and had gingerbread people that she was eating and smashing up and stuff like that as if they were Jews and she was Hitler committing a whole nother Holocaust. And I just felt that was so offensive to people who have had ancestors, people who lived through that, people who have survived that. That's a slap in the face to the world. And there is no doubt that, and she doesn't hide the fact that she's a racist and that she's a Trump supporter. Even on the TV show of the reboot, you know, she talks about her being a Trump supporter. And it was so funny because her son, DJ, on the show, the character DJ, had a black, well, a biracial daughter, but the daughter didn't look biracial. She looked black. She was black, but she didn't look biracial, so to speak. And it was crazy that, you know, she's trying to show she's inclusive, but yet you openly support Trump, who's a racist donkey's butt. Like, for real, Roseanne. Get a clue. Get some perspective. Find Jesus. Find Buddha. Find Papanim. And sit down on some rusty nails or something, okay? Just get help. So this week, she comes for former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett. And Valerie Jarrett has handled this in grace. You know, she didn't trash Roseanne. She just, you know, it is what it is. You know, she's forgiven and moved on. Roseanne said on Twitter this week that the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ. And everybody knew who she was talking about. And ABC ends up canceling the Roseanne reboot. And everybody in the cast, everybody that worked on the show, stagehands, everybody lost their job. Sarah Gilbert, who plays as Darlene, I just had to get that out. She stated that Roseanne's comments were abhorrent, and even Emma McKinney, that played as her granddaughter, stated that she was in the process of quitting the show anyway. You know, when she found, even before she found out that it was canceled. So apparently, because of Roseanne's open racism, people were distancing themselves from him. John Goodman hasn't said too much. He said he's not going to say a whole lot or much more because he doesn't want to get in any trouble behind that. And that's understandable on his part. But I hate that she messed up everybody's jobs by her mouth. Let this be a lesson. Don't let your tongue write a check your butt can't cash. That is something that grandma, granddaddy, everybody has taught me since a time untold. And right now, I honestly don't really, I'm not going to say I don't feel sorry for Roseanne, but right now, I could really care less as to the whole shebang right now, because she deserved what she got, and I applaud ABC for canceling it, but could it be that the reason why ABC canceled it is because she was an open racist, an open bigot, and didn't hide it under the surface like everybody else in America does? That's one thing to look at, but nevertheless, her show did cancel. And what is the kicker in all of this? Roseanne Barr had the audacity, she had the gall to blame it on the side effects of Ambien. And Ambien, the makers of Ambien, fired back and said, no, racism is not a side effect of using Ambien. Get your stuff together, girl. You are a racist. You said what came out of the heart. From the heart speaks the truth, honey. So as a man thinketh, so is he. That's Bible. I didn't write it. Read it for yourself. E-B-B-B, Ashanama. Okay? Boom, there you have it. And all this week, the lady, Becky, whatever her name was, that called the police on the Oakland family that was cooking in the park about a charcoal grill. Oh my gosh, the memes have been freaking hilarious. So Roseanne and this lady have been the spotlight and the butt of jokes all week. And it's just so freaking hilarious. And, you know, sorry, Roseanne, but you stuck your foot all the way down your throat. So you did this to yourself, honey. But I pray that this is a lesson for you. You have to be mindful at what you say, y'all. You really do. I find myself as a podcaster and a blogger and a vlogger. I am very careful as to the things that I say. For real, I have to be very careful. I have no choice but to be careful because I don't want to mess up, you know, what God has for me. I don't want to mess up my brand by being negative. That's just like a YouTube star. I'm not going to call his name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. He prides himself on outing people, on exposing people's HIV statuses and things like that, which I find is deplorable because you add more stigma that way. And it's just freaking crazy if you ask me. But hey, honey, it is what it is. You live, you love, and you learn. So that's the tea. But I want to give a big shout out to the blog, The Lucky Star. Y'all go check that blog out and support him. That's my road dog. I've been knowing him for for a long time, for a long time. And a big shout out to him from Black Trans and Beautiful. He's featured my music. And oh my gosh, that is a great connection. The camaraderie is real. But on his blog this week, many of you know of the college basketball player Devin Hubbard. His Instagram is Way of Devin, and he's light-skinned, fine, and sexy, just sexy, sexy, sexy. Well, you know, he has a friend named Vinny, and he has an OnlyFans page. Y'all, these OnlyFans pages gonna get y'all into some deep doggy doo-doo that y'all can't get off of. Y'all, and I'm gonna take a tip from Jaden XD. Y'all, stop allowing people to record y'all having sex. So, obviously, it's a sex video going around of Devin Hubbard. And a lot of people had already perceived that he was either gay or bisexual, which to me is not that important. Let the black man be him. Let him be him. But, and I'm sipping my coffee. I saw this on Wednesday of this week. There's a video on Tumblr of him running from the camera naked in a hotel room. And the word is they were involved in a threesome. And there's Snapchat videos all over Tumblr of him getting it on with someone of the same gender, of the same sex, which he has, you know, he has his own YouTube channel and stuff. And I'm going somewhere with this, but he quote unquote was exposed. I'm like, well, if the video's all over Tumblr and, you know, he's not really bothered by it, why is everybody else making a big deal about it? And he was exposed, quote unquote exposed, but he did make a post on Instagram, his story feed, please keep the negative away from me. And I applaud him from that. Yes, he understands his mistake. People make mistakes and everything, but if he knew what he got himself into, then so be it. You know, let this man live his life. Granted, you know, it was a crazy situation. And he had already said that he was not on Vinny's OnlyFans page, but he ends up creating his own OnlyFans page. And a lot of people are saying, why would I pay $20 to pay for something that's already free on the internet? And they're saying that it may be possible that Vinny is scamming people. I don't know. I don't really care. It don't involve me, you know. But hey, it is what it is. But y'all check out Way of Devin. He is a model. He has his own brand. Y'all support this young black brother. And I love the love and support that he shows his mom. He gives his mom mad respect, yo. He gives his mom mad respect. So, you know, it's crazy. And going back to an earlier podcast that I did, why are we so hooked on exposing people, spilling people's tea? Is it because our lives suck? Is it because our lives are not where we want it to be? I don't really understand. I really don't understand that. Why are people so hooked on exposing people? Before I let you expose me, I'm going to expose myself. I'm just going to be real. And I learned you cannot expose somebody if they are living in their truth. I had somebody try to expose me for some of the stuff that I've done. But honey, I done already exposed myself. People already know about that, honey. But it's how you deal with the exposure that counts. And, you know, I'm sure Devin and his PR team are going to find a way to really profit off of this, to really build the brand off of this. So I'm not really worried about it, you know. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being bisexual. There's nothing wrong with being gay. Being you and living your truth is, and I found out something about the queer community. They make it hard for other people because they'd be like, "Ooh, girl, I told you." And stuff like that makes it harder for people to come out. It makes it harder for queer and trans people to be accepted because there's a culture of messiness in the queer community that I think that I know for myself is just deplorable. Even when it comes down to health reads are not cute at all, darling. Like, just stop it. Stop with the freaking health reads. Let people live. And if you want to talk about somebody, talk about yourself. If you have to expose somebody, that's not a reflection on that person. That is a reflection on you. If you like to keep mess going with people and they don't give into it, that's a reflection on you, not the other person. That's all I have to really say about it. You know, it's just freaking crazy. And as I get ready to wrap up this podcast, this is one of my shorter podcasts this week, but My heart goes out to those that have been affected by the tragedy, by the flooding in various areas in South Carolina, as well as in Ellicott City, Maryland. Y'all, let's pray for those people. And if you can find a reputable charity that you know aren't scamming people, y'all, go support these people, volunteer, donate, show them love. You know, that will, you know, allow them to really get back on their feet, and let's keep them in prayer. As you know, sadly, we lost, someone, in, he was a National Guard member. He was a veteran of the U.S. Air Force and a sergeant in the, Maryland Army National Guard. He was rescuing flood victims when he was swept away by the flood waters. And this man's name, is Edison Herman. He was 39 years old. He disappeared late Sunday afternoon following torrential rains that destroyed a lot of historic Ellicott City, Maryland. He was the only person reported missing. And they did find his body earlier this week. So my prayers go out to his family. He was a great man. He was a great person. He was well loved. And just looking at the videos of the devastation, my heart goes out to the people that have been really affected by this. So y'all, let's say a prayer. Let's come together. Let's learn how to come together, you know. And, you know, I really would like to see people come together at this time. Now, going back to this whole Roseanne debacle as well, Trump then escalated the fight with ABC after the Roseanne cancellation. So apparently, Donald Trump has been tweeting the chief executive of ABC's parent company, which, you know, the head of that is a black woman. He basically saying, where is my call of apology? He went to Robert Iger and asked him, where is my call of apology? You and ABC have offended millions of people and they demand a response. And Trump has complained about a report by ABC investigative reporter Brian Ross saying he tanked the market with an ABC lie, yet no apology. Double standard. So he's been going back and forth as usual with his little Twitter happy fingers. But it was ruled that it was unconstitutional for him to fire back at people for and for him to block people on Twitter when they criticized him. Which I find is seriously hilarious. That is freaking hilarious, like, for real. So, in other news, you know, there is a new movie coming out called Happy Time Murders, starring Melissa McCarthy. She's known as from Identity Thief, from various TV shows like Mike and Molly. She's a comedian. There is a movie coming out on August 17th called Happy Time Murders, and this is an adult movie, an adult comedy, that deals with puppet life behind the scenes. They're involved in drugs, prostitution, killing people, different stuff like that. But they use the slogan, all street, no sesame. No sesame, all street, rather. And Sesame Street is suing them because they feel like their slogan, not because they're using puppets, but because their slogan is tarnishing their brand with explicit, profane, drug-using, misogynistic, violent, copulating, and even ejaculating puppets, as seen in the trailer. And I've seen the trailer for myself, and this stuff is graphic. And yes, I'm going to see it. Don't judge me. But, what STX Entertainment, who is doing this movie, they bring in a puppet legal expert to defend their case. Literally, they've done this. So the puppet lawyer, Fred Esquire, has released a statement saying that he loved working with Brian Henson and that, you know, it's sad that the people from Sesame Street do not indulge in their fun. He said, STX loved the idea of working closely with Brian Henson and the Jim Henson Company to tell the untold story of active lives of Henson puppets when they're not performing in front of children. He continued, Happy Time Murders is the happy result of that collaboration, and we're incredibly pleased with the early reaction to the film and how well the trailer has been received by its intended audience. While we're disappointed that Sesame Street does not share in the fun, we are confident in our legal position. We look forward to introducing adult moviegoers to our adorably unapologetic characters this summer. So he basically told Sesame Street, Sesame Workshop rather, to shove it. And I understand where Sesame Street is coming from, like for real. Like for real, for real, for real. Y'all, they could have thought of a better slogan than that. So, you know, it's just really crazy. So, but this is the entertainment news and stuff, you know. I'm just over it today. I'm just over it. And last but not least, Kim Kardashian, the wife of Kanye West, who is now in the sunken place after he made comments about slavery was a choice. Kim Kardashian, basically a porn star and a model. We're not really sure why she's important, but she's branded herself nicely. She met with President Trump and other officials, including senior advisor Jared Kushner, at the White House on this past Wednesday to discuss prison reform, which I'm kind of questioning why her and why somebody else not more qualified. Let's get her husband out of that prison first. She basically thanked President Trump for his time and what they can do. She basically talked about hoping that President Trump will grant clemency to Alice Marie Johnson, who was serving a life sentence for a first-time nonviolent drug offense. And she said, we are optimistic about Ms. Johnson's future and hopeful that she and so many like her will get a second chance at life. And this has been a key issue for Jared Kushner. The White House backed First Step Act, which would expand programs for prisoners and allow for more home confinement, which was approved by the House Judiciary Committee. She also said she supported Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. But of course, we know that Kanye West is a MAGA fan himself. He has fallen in the sunken place. So I'm trying to see how that's going to work out, given who her husband is, given what he's standing for right now. So I'm just trying to figure out why Kim Kardashian, and what can she really do about the black and brown bodies that have been affected by the corrupt prison system. I really don't see it going anywhere far, but I'm going to just sit back and watch, because Kim, whether you want to realize it now, your children are black. So let's see her do the right thing. I'm hoping that she does the right thing, but really, Kim Kardashian, I just feel like this is a publicity stunt. And her attempt at feminism, which I applaud her for being a feminist, but come on, let's not just focus on white people or lighter-hued people. Let's focus on people of color, too. So that's all that I have in my gut today. So y'all live, let me be free from the priestess. I will have timestamps of everything in this podcast. So y'all live, let me be free from the priestess. Smooches!
That's what I thought you said. Now let me offer this as a rebuttal.
Lit on the beat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.